And the coronavirus is surging across almost every part of the country, a rising curve of cases that's been even steeper since Thanksgiving gatherings. And Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, took Americans back to basics yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press.
I think it's really important that every single person understands that the way this virus is spread is if you're with anyone indoors without a mask, that's a viral spreading opportunity. If you're outdoors and hugging and kissing individuals, that is a viral spreading opportunity.
Let's check in on three places around the country, starting in upstate New York. Emily Russell is a reporter at North Country Public Radio. Welcome.
Hi there, Tanya.
Emily, we've talked a lot about New York City, but give us a picture of COVID-19 in your region of New York. What are some of the hotspots and areas of concern right now?
Yeah, it feels like it's getting worse in upstate New York every day. The number of cases are climbing. You know, it's a lot colder now. Winter is setting in, and we know people are still getting together with friends and family, leading to what Governor Andrew Cuomo calls living room spread. It's the worst in New York State in western New York, around the city of Buffalo. That's getting hit the hardest right now. Again, this is a place that's pretty deep into winter, and people are staying indoors. Some are still socializing. The region has had the highest infection rate in New York for weeks now. Also, the highest hospitalization rate. State officials have canceled non-essential surgeries there to free up hospital beds.
We know a lot about these numbers and the increases because people are getting tested. But how is access to testing in places like Western New York for people, especially in some of those remote areas?
Yeah, this part of our situation is improving. I'll say the region I cover in northern New York, some healthcare centers are using mobile testing sites to reach people in really remote places. Hamilton County, which is the least populated county in all of New York State, is now for the first time seeing community spread, and they've had testing sites, multiple testing sites around the county every day for the last week. I should say we are still falling short on rapid testing. You know, it's still really limited in the region, and the turnaround time for normal testing is getting longer as more and more people are getting tested.
We're all looking forward to this vaccine, and the Pfizer vaccine, if approved for emergency use, is expected to be available within the next week or so for the highest priority first responders and residents of long-term care facilities. What can you tell us about plans to distribute the vaccines in northern and western New York?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of planning and prep is underway right now to distribute that first shipment of vaccines. We're told there's going to be about 170,000 doses statewide in that first batch, and that's for a population of 19 million people. The Pfizer vaccine needs to be stored at about negative 70 degrees Celsius. So there's a lot of special equipment needed, things like specialty freezers. I cover a region where hospitals are pretty few and far between, so this is going to be a real challenge to get the vaccine, you know, out to elderly and vulnerable people in really remote areas.
A lot to watch for. That's North Country Public Radio reporter Emily Russell. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tanya.